Hey guys, so today for the Power of Positivity, I want to talk a little bit about owning your own business and the ups and downs associated with that. So I have a boutique and I'm in a small little town. Like, I could have opened it somewhere bigger, but that would have meant more rent and things like that. But so I opened it in my hometown, and my town really needs like a lot of love. You know, we're working really hard to get it built back up and things like that. So it's a small town. People don't really notice a lot of changes in it, which means that a lot of people don't even know that my store is here. And obviously, you know, that can be fixed with advertising and things like that. That takes a different budget. So I rely a lot on word of mouth and people seeing me from the street, basically. So I've got, you know, a shop sign and things like that. But this week has been so slow. Like, like, question what you are doing with your life slow. But I mean, that's okay, because the way I look at it is it gives me a lot of options. Like, I still have options. I don't have to close my store just because it's been a slow week. I mean, retail is just that way. Like, there's going to be ups and downs. There's slow months. There's months where you can't keep anything on the shelves. So I'm currently in a slow month, and that's pretty disheartening, really. Especially when, like, every sale is your income, and, like, I don't make a lot, because everything I make I put right back into the business, because I'm still developing it. I haven't been open a year yet, so I still have a lot to do. I have a lot of goals for the business still. But it's been slower than I would like, and I'm up here full time. So, you know, this is my income. This is what I have right now. I have a side hustle. I sell CBD oil. But, like, I have a pretty laid-back sales strategy, which I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, well, you need to just step up your game. But I have to be true to myself as well. I'm not a pushy person, and I care more about the customer than I do my sales. But see, that's good for me, because that's how I get my loyal customers. And I do have, like, die-hard loyal customers, which is amazing, and I am, like, so blessed to have that. But even with my diehard loyal customers, I'm definitely feeling the slow week. I have been considering getting a full-time job, just so that, because I would be able to make more at the full-time job than I make here, and that would give me enough income to get the new place that I'm looking for. I know I told you guys about that. So hopefully, you know, if I got the full-time job, I would be able to afford my own place. I mean, right now I make all my bills with the business, you know, the shop pays for itself, and I can afford, you know, like, my insurance and things like that. They're my personal bills, but I'm still considering getting a job. That way I can, use some of that extra income to, you know, to put back into my business. So, I don't know, I think it's kind of interesting how I own a business, I have a job, but actually it would be a little more lucrative for me to get a full-time job, hire someone to be up here at the shop, and then be able to put more into my store to really get it, you know, as abundant and as successful as I want it to be, because I have big goals for this place. Like, I want to branch out and have a secondary location, things like that. So I'm always aiming big, and I think that's kind of hard too, because I have such big goals and all, and then I'm sitting here and I'm like, wow, like, I've barely had any customers this week. It's Friday, by the way, and I've done like $40 this week or something. Like, you know, a scary low amount if you're an entrepreneur and you own your own business and, like, this is your livelihood, you know. But I'm not letting it discourage me. I'm just using it as a way to like explore other opportunities, explore other endeavors that I might could get into. So if you do own your own business and maybe it's not going the way you want it to go, you should still look at that as a positive thing because you're learning so much. Like, just being open this year, I have learned so much. Like, even if my business flopped, which it hasn't, and I'm not going to let it, but even if it did, and I was still determined to, like, have the same business, even though this one had failed, like, the failure absolutely has taught me everything I need to know to succeed. So even your failures are successes, if you look at it that way. I mean, it's all about your perspective. You can look at a slow week and say, oh, okay, well, I need to go back to work full time. I'm never going to open my own business again. This was a complete waste of time and money, and I wish I had never done it. Like, well, first of all, that's sad. Like, don't be that hard on yourself. I mean, owning your own business is difficult. There's a lot of responsibility on you, and there's a lot of things that you have to consider, and there are a lot of factors outside of yourself, outside of your business plan, that you can't really do anything about. Like, one reason it was so slow this week is we had like these insane torrential downpours. And it was like, I mean, it was flooding outside. I mean, obviously no one's going to be shopping when it's that wet out because they barely even want to be in their vehicles. Like, walking from the house to the car is like a big deal when it's that rainy outside. So you need like rain boots to go check the mail, you know? So just don't let those small hiccups, because that's really what it is, don't let those little hiccups fuck with your head so much that you lose faith in yourself. Because if you can't learn from those little mistakes or from those slow weeks or from what hasn't worked, I mean, that's not good. Like, you need to be able to learn from these things. And don't be so negative that you don't see it as a lesson. Like, that's what it is. It's a lesson about what you can do better. It's not necessarily a sign that you need to give up. I mean, if you're looking for signs and reasons to give up, you can do that. I mean, I'm sure that they're everywhere because it's difficult to go out on your own, to be the boss, to be the one responsible for paying the employees and for getting the products on the shelves and for this and that. But just look at all of it as a learning tool for how you can do better next time if this endeavor hasn't worked out for you. I mean, how can you improve next time? If you opened a business and you ended up having to close it for whatever reason, and you find yourself back at a full-time job or something, you know, take that as a learning curve. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on the idea of being an entrepreneur. And just like roll those lessons into a better business plan for the future. Like, if you've learned that you really need like a huge budget for advertising, or this community doesn't like, I don't know, vaping, you know, so maybe next thing you open won't be a vape store. Maybe it'll be something more in line with what the community enjoys. So it's all learning curves. Even if you have to start from scratch, don't let that discourage you. Go back to work. Save up your money to start something else new. Save from that job. Like, allow there to be the security of a full-time job where someone else is the boss, someone else is paying you. Take that, like, take a break, recover from all of the stress of being your own boss. Recover, rebuild your finances, save up to be able to start your business again, and take the knowledge you learned from your failure and roll it into a new success that's going to be stronger and more powerful than before. And don't ever let these little lessons, these little hiccups, like, don't let those fuck with your mind so much that you give up. Like, keep going, keep being strong. There's nothing wrong with learning. There's nothing wrong with failing, learning your lesson, and then adapting. Like, that's what we have to do. We have to adapt. We have to change. We've got to roll with it. So take it as a lesson. Take it as a positive thing. And keep trucking on. But, I mean, that said, even if you opened a business and then you decide, hey, you know what? I actually don't like being the one who has employees. I don't like all that pressure on me. Like, maybe I really am happy in a 9-to-5 job. Well, that's fucking great. Like, good for you. I'm so glad that you learned that about yourself. Because aren't you going to be happier in your everyday life now? Like, instead of looking at your boss and being like, oh, great, this idiot gets to tell me what to do every day. You can look at your boss and be like, oh, great, I don't have to be him. Okay, so everything is learning and everything can be positive. Like, if you're taking negative things away, like, that's your choice. You can always find a way to turn it into something positive. Make it a learning curve. Make it a lesson learned. And just keep getting better with every failure. Because success isn't about not failing. It's about failing and failing and failing and failing. And then, oh, boom, bitch, you just succeeded. That is success. That is, like, truly being your own person and being an entrepreneur. Like, not letting anything get you down because you know that you are stronger than whatever badness is happening in that one moment. Because that's going to be a fleeting moment. So choose how you want it to affect you. Are you going to start over? Are you going to develop a new plan? Are you going to go back to how you were before because maybe it wasn't so bad? Just keep learning, you guys, because, I mean, that's what we're here for. Like, we're on this earth to learn, to change, to help others. So keep fucking doing it. You are doing just fine. You've got this. Like, whatever it is, whatever you're struggling through right now, you totally can handle it. I'm sure you've been through way worse. And if you haven't, and if this is the hardest thing you've ever been through, I've been there before, and I really feel for you. I do, because it's tough, emotionally, physically. It can all be a bit overwhelming. But remember, it's baby steps. It's ripple effects. Remember to, like, breathe deeply, and you will get through this rough patch. I promise you. Especially if you keep positive, you're gonna get through it faster if you stay positive. Because it takes just as much effort to be negative as it does to be positive. Once you feel those negative thoughts rolling, just stop them. Stop, pause, breathe, find a way to make it a positive thing. Because as you know, like I've said it before, every situation is what you want and what you don't want. So analyze it that way. Be like, what is this teaching me right now? Is it teaching me that I do want this or that I don't want that? Take that information and implement it into your life to make it better. Because just because you're having a hard time doesn't mean you're not learning. And oh my God, are you going to be stronger just from going through this rough patch? Because now, like once you get past this rough patch, you're going to be able to look back and all of your future rough patches are going to pale in comparison to this terrible thing you're going through now. Because you know that you can get through something so bad because you've been through worse. And that's how I get through almost every single day. Like, I still struggle with depression pretty badly, really. And I've been having a really hard week. But every hard day I have now, I know I can get through because I've been through so much worse. Like, if I were to say I've been through 500 times worse the pain than I'm going through right now with my depression, that's fucking true. Like, I don't even know if 500 is enough to say, because, like, that's how bad it was for me for a while. So, you know, everything is just what you want and what you don't want. Like, I don't want to be depressed for the rest of my life. I don't want to have a boss telling me what to do. I don't want to close my store, though, either. Which I'm not really at the point where I have to decide if I want to close or not. Really, where I'm at is I want to build it bigger. And being up here, I mean, I don't have the financial freedom to be able to put more and more money into my store. which is the reason I'm contemplating getting a job. And while I hate bosses, like, I really don't like people telling me what to do. I don't like idiots telling me what to do is really what it comes down to. But I would be able to put up with that idiot to forward my business more. So I'm still working just for myself. Like, someone else would be giving me my paycheck, but I'm working for me because I want to. Like, I'm working for what I want. So it's all a lesson. If you're going through the hardest time of your life right now, it's gonna get better. And it's gonna make all of your future rough patches so much easier, because you will know that you've been through hell and back, and that this little hiccup in your life is nothing. So you can get through it. Just keep being positive, you guys. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from the things that you try and that you fail at. And quit calling them failures. In fact, I think I'm going to quit calling them that too, because I don't like that fucking word. Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Because it's not a fail. No, it's absolutely not a fail. Because, and you're the one who decides if you're a failure or a success. So, take from that what you will, you guys. Keep being positive, and I will keep you updated on what I decide to do about my job, about my store. And leave me a comment, like, tell me whatever you're going through, tell me your business ideas, anything you want to share, whatever, like, this little episode has made you think of. Drop it in the comments, tag a friend, something like that. Just let me know. That way I can support you. Maybe I can give you an idea. Maybe I can just tell you good fucking job for opening the most successful store in your community. You know, something like that. Have a good day, you guys. Love you. Bye.